new, struck, light, lit, burning, bright, hot, smoldering, going out, out, burned up. Those are words that describe something that we should all be familiar with. Do anybody, any of you here in the audience have an idea what I'm talking about? I'm looking at some of my grandsons here. You guys have any ideas? You do? What do you think it might be? The sun? Fire? You're close. It's a match. And some of the terms I use could certainly describe what you guys said, but it's a match. Let me give you a definition of a match. It's a slender piece of wood, cardboard, or other flammable material tipped with a chemical substance that produces fire when rubbed on a rough or chemically prepared surface. That's the definition of a match. Since light is oftentimes used in relationship to Christians, I want to apply it in an analogy for our time using the match, its characteristics a little bit. But before I get into that very extensively, I would like to give you some basics to remind you about light. And we heard from the audience about the idea of the sun, and of course that analogy is used, but again, hearkening to the concept of light. Let's go to John 8, verse 12. I think you're very familiar with these scriptures. John 8, verse 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. It's a powerful statement Jesus Christ made in that kind of off the main trails of the Middle East back some 2,000 years ago, but he was the light of the world. He also made in Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16, and I'd like you to turn over there. Again, I'm just setting the stage here for some of the very familiar things to maybe give us a new way of looking at what we already know. The light of the world, talking to those who are his true disciples. He continues, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket. Well, that wouldn't make much sense, would it? You light something and you cover it up with a basket or a blanket or somehow mask it. But on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. In verse 16, let your light so shine before Father in heaven. Well, that is what we're supposed to be doing. And we are sometimes pushed out into the world, and our example is seen by those around us. A few more basic scriptures I'd like to reference as I go setting the stage here. James 3 and verse 5 talks about the tongue, but he uses an analogy here I'd like to use also in the fifth verse, picking it up, breaking into the verse here. He says, see how great a forest a little fire kindles. You know, you can burn down a whole forest or a big building or a whole city with one little match. It has that capability, unless you're using the analogy of how a great fire could start from such a little thing. Acts 17 and verse 6. Talking about Christianity, those who mention of Jesus Christ, look what happens when Paul and those associated with him come into this particular area, and what is said about them. It says, these who have turned the world upside down have come here too. Well, how did they turn the world upside down? By preaching the truth, the good news, the gospel, the same thing, brethren, that we're commanded to carry on in our day. Acts 26 and verse 26. Here we find Paul giving his defense before King Agrippa, and he knows his audience. Your comments that we had in Acts 17 bear that out. Now I want to, with that kind of a short foundation presentation there, I'd like to make my analogy a little more specific. Jesus addresses his church in their generation in Revelation 2 and Revelation 3. And let's think of the church, each era. We can call it the generation as long as that lasts. It sometimes spans several generations. But think of each church as a box of matches. Okay? Jesus goes through addressing the church, and this is a prophecy, a vision given for our admonition, because he says, look, listen to what the Spirit says to all of the churches, not just a few of them, so we need to come back occasionally and revisit that, which is what I'm doing in this sermonette today. But he points out the positive and the negative aspects of each group. Let's go to the example of Ephesus, and I'm going to be using Revelation 2 to start with. You know, they left their first love, so from the standpoint of being this box of matches, they went from hot to what? Smoldering. Just kind of, you know, faint whiffs of people still holding on to the truth. They didn't maintain their first love. He warned them to do that, to repent and do the first works. And we drop down to Smyrna, and they're in coming in later generations and centuries. So thinking again about the match, they evidently, even in spite of the terrible, unbelievable persecution, they kept burning. They didn't lose their flame. Very difficult circumstances. People were literally being boiled, roasted alive in pots. And it almost reminds me of how gruesome things are getting in our day. So to be a Christian in our time, will we remain hot when we face things of this difficulty? Let's go to Pergamos, the third church mentioned here. Its light shone brightly, but it flickered. Now, it flickered, why? Because of false doctrines coming in. And what, brethren, have we been hearing as a warning about false doctrines? How critical it is that we withstand these false doctrines, because Jesus Christ said to Pergamos, He said, repent or else I will come to you quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. I mean, this is big league Christianity, if I can use that way of state. Thyatira is the next church mentioned. And again, I'm talking, if you can envision this box of matches representing the members all within this box and how individual members are upholding things. And you see what, as you think about this, well, some yes, some no, some are strong, some are weak. Of course, that's typically the way it is. Thyatira was really bright in its beginning. The light again diminished as time went on because of what? False doctrines, as it points out. But then, as according to what Jesus Christ said, it grew even. Works were greater than the first. And I think there's an example for us today. We might say, well, the bright light of our day and generation is already gone. No, it's not. Get your matches ready, folks, because we're going to have to burn brightly in the future. Sardis. Well, here's this box of matches that just has a few sparks. Never really catches on fire, for the most part. Maybe a few. A few will walk with Jesus Christ in white, as he said, but they aren't burning with the fervency that Jesus Christ demands of his people to be lights set on a hill. Philadelphia. We come to the box we all want to be in, right? All enduring, unquenchable light before Jesus Christ and the Father, in not compromising with the Word of God, not quitting, but continuing on. So maybe not the biggest that's ever been, but still steady, burning continuously, never giving up. And even here he said, I'm going to open a door so you can go out into the dark even more broadly, and that door's not going to close. You're going to get to take that light. And you know, you might, under supervision, some of you have them into a dark room and just light a match and see how much light it actually will produce. Of course, the candle's used and other things, but it's amazing what a little bit of light in a dark room will show. And then finally, we come to Laodicea. And it's almost like this box is a box of matches that really never was lit until it comes down to the end, when it seems like the whole box is set on fire from the outside in. And then they do burn, and burn brightly, and they will more than likely be the ones that have to face the terrible times of the great tribute, because they would not look at themselves and really answer the call in the way that Jesus Christ demands. Now, I'd like to give you three scriptures that shows a progression in being the lights of the world. It's not enough just to kind of start burning. What God wants us to do is to grow brighter and brighter, to become more effective. And, you know, I don't want to ride the analogy into the ground here, but maybe it'll help us just stop and think about it a little bit. Proverbs 4 and verse 18. In Proverbs 4, verse 18. Okay, the path of the just, our walk through life, is like the shining sun that shines even brighter until the perfect day. That shows, you know, you're going from a 30 watt to a 75 to 150 watt match. you get bright. Let's go to 2 Peter 1. I'm sorry. 2 Peter 1 and verse 19. And then we'll prophetic light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. We have to hang in there. We have to keep shining. It's not just a big flare in the night, but rather a steady, growing way of living. Now, well, let's go to 1 John 2 and verse 8. 1 John 2 and verse 8, again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away. Why would the darkness be passing away? Because the true light is already shining more and more, because there is a goal. As we are lights in this world, we are awaiting the true light, Jesus Christ. Now, have you ever used a match to light another match that didn't quite light? So you could get that extra fuel to burn with? Well, sometimes, brethren, as brethren, we have to help light one another so that all of us can be effective in this collective box of matches I'm talking about. And we can do this outside the church either, even. And I would give you some ideas here as I'm about to close up. So, greet someone with a smile. Hi. You know, what does that do? Or a hello. Or perhaps you need to say, excuse me, instead of ignoring the opportunity to be polite. That's letting your light shine. And wow, does that stand out more and more in this day and time. Be courteous and self-possessed in public. Don't, you know, somebody cut you off in traffic, or they're sending text messages while they're driving. What are you going to do? Take their phone away? No, just handle yourself as a Christian. Be a light. Do whatever you can to strengthen your calling and to strengthen the church of God. those are all things you can, little things, and again, this is a sermonette, so I want to get to the conclusion here, but we know that the light of the Church of God has continued. Sometimes it's been brighter, sometimes it's waned and has not been so bright, and those have not been the best. Those are not the times that please God. But let me end with this question. How is our match, your match, doing, if you can apply yourself? Is it smoldering? Is it going out? Is it burned up? Or even, and I hope this is not the case for anyone, that it's out. You've lost God's Spirit. On the other hand, is your match burning, bright hot? And brethren, all the more as we watch and wait for the return of Jesus Christ.